The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
Thanks for sticking with me. What an amazing segment with Bill McAfee, one of my best friends in the world and someone I have to be thankful for. I want you to take the time in the last 10 minutes that we're together to think of something that you can be thankful for. It is a time of Thanksgiving. I talked about the history of Thanksgiving. We talked about the economic update with Bill McAfee, about the incredible blessings that we have. But what makes this Thanksgiving different? And there's two obvious answers. Number one is this second surge of COVID-19 has really got people scared. And I'm not going to get into all of the semantics and my feeling on this. I will tell you a couple of facts. I looked at the largest state in the union, which is California. And then I looked physically at the CDC numbers for the number of people under 18 that have died in the largest state in the union of 40 million people. And there's only been two individuals in the entire state of California under the age of 18, school age K through 12 kids that have perished. So we need to be thankful that our children have not been affected by this. That's just a fact. We need to be thankful that we have kids that are resilient because we've really got to hug and take care of our kids because they've been in distant learning. They've been wearing masks for 7 or 4 hours a day just in school. And even though the COVID numbers are up, fatalities for people that are under 65 years old, you still have a 99.6% survival rate. If you're under the age of 20, you have a 99.9%. Even in Colorado, it's literally less than 0.1% fatality rate to our population. So we have to be thankful that this thing could be much, much worse. But more importantly, be thankful that we've got the wherewithal when people need to be hospitalized. And what makes it different as well is that we've got a powder keg of a political season as well. I mean, 99% of the time, minus November of 2000, we get to go into Thanksgiving already knowing who our next president is going to be every 4 years. And we just can't do that this year. We're really not going to know until at least the 16th of December, which is the actual day when the delegates and the electors have to be turned in and ratified by each state legislative body. But we have that second funky cloud hanging out there. So this is what I would tell you, first and foremost. I just want individuals to call me at 719-330-1457 and tell me what you're thankful for. I'll tell you first and foremost, I am so thankful for my family's health. Nobody that I know passed away this year. My elderly mother is still healthy. I sew into a very good dear friend of mine in her late 80s, Margot, and she's still healthy, been through some challenges. All of my children and my in-laws, Betty and Tomas, and my cousins and my brothers and siblings, I really believe that's the biggest thing that we all need to be thankful for, because anything in the world and everything in the world can be taken away from us in a split second when you have serious challenges with health. But also, my wife and I have given away a lot this year. It's my knowledge of what needs to be supported. But as we've been more blessed financially, because mortgage industry has been very, very fruitful this year, you, the radio listener, every single one of you, I'm giving you a tremendous discount because you've all been so loyal to Churchill, to Dave Ramsey, to me personally with the Jay Garvin Show. I'm doing loans with individuals that have been with me in our tribe for over 18 years. And I'm so thankful for you. So if you call me at 719-330-1457, I'll walk you through the process. Be thankful that you can have someone in Churchill and on my team that will be honest with you. And it isn't immediately, let's start the application, but help you go through and understand, is it even wise? But more importantly, I'm very, very thankful for the relationships that I have with you, the radio listeners, and with my clients. That 20 years I've been in mortgage really reflect on the provision that you've been able to give to your family. You can manifest the belief and the power to have another blessed year. You can manifest that in your life through prayer, through visualization. And I'm so thankful that the Lord has given me that ability. I've had a great mentor this year that I'm very, very thankful for. I'm most thankful for a very healthy year in my marriage, celebrating the 20th year of our marriage after I've been through some very hard times. I'm going to share that next week and next week's show about putting the present into perspective. There was a time 8 years ago that I was sitting in front of a judge about to be divorced, and that puts a career or a paycheck into perspective real fast. I didn't give a hoot about many things, and mortgage was one of them when my marriage was down the tube. So I'm very, very thankful for the blessings. And what are your blessings? I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 to share that. But in the last couple minutes, I want to share with you how you can be thankful for the blessings in your life. And a lot of that leads through having your financial house in order. I mean, it's just following Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps. It's not difficult to get $1,000 in an emergency reserve, but it sure decreases your baseline stress. That's why individuals use credit cards, because so many Americans are broke that they can't even make an emergency payment of $500 or more out of savings. So that's number one. And number two, you need to be logical and find a mentor or someone to guide you, which is what exactly I'd like to do with you. Churchill Mortgage does that. The entire Ramsey Solutions team does that. Because next, you need to get rid of your unsecured debt. I have people that are wanting to go to a 15-year mortgage and they still got $80,000 of unsecured debt. And I'm like, there's an order of which you need to do this, and your unsecured debt needs to be eliminated before you go to a 15 or even a 10-year mortgage. And then the biggest step for me personally in Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps is that third step of getting 3 to 6 complete months of budget reserve. I've seen so many people go through step one and go through step two, then they trip and they go right back to debt. When people really get $15,000 to $75,000 of cash, whatever it takes to get 3 to 6 months of your entire budget requirements in reserve. My wife and I have more than $75,000 all the time because I'm freaking out and I want 10 or 12 months because mortgage is so volatile. But having that amount of budget reserve is key. And then you can have a sigh of relief. Then step number four, you can start to put that 10% or more, that's a minimum, not a maximum, into your retirement through your 401k. Step 3.5 is saving up and making sure that you buy a house. Buy a house after you get rid of your unsecured debt and get your budget reserve in balance, not before, because you can attack it. And then, of course, number 5 with education, this has been the most tragic. Just this month, I've seen 3 individuals that have had more than $200,000 of school debt. I mean, that's a mortgage payment. I don't know how you overcome that. Only with income. Better have a great income of $100,000 to $200,000 or it's going to be a forever weight around your ankle. And it's just horrific. But you have to pay for school with cash for yourself or your kids. And you get the same nursing degree at Pikes Peak Community than you do at Harvard. And of course, step number 6 is near and dear to my heart about paying your mortgage off early. There's nothing better that I enjoy than helping a couple get their house to a 15-year mortgage. My wife and I have 6 houses. Literally, the first 2 weeks of December, we're finally putting our primary residence in a 15-year mortgage. All other 5 of our investment properties and our cabin are on 15-year mortgages, but not our house, and now it's going to be, so everything will be paid off. And then, of course, you have the ability to build wealth and give away generously, and that's the biggest thing to be thankful for, because now you can sow into people. I want to sow into you. I have individuals that sit down and consult with me at $250 an hour in 30-minute billable increments, but you, a radio listener, can have 30 minutes of time with me for free. It doesn't have to result in a mortgage. I'm doing it for couples just in their budgeting. Dave Ramsey has these master budget coaching classes where I'm introducing people to get a real fine-tuned budget. Being part of Garvin's group of Churchill Mortgage and the entire Ramsey Solutions team can be a huge blessing in your life. And we can sow into you, and more often you sow into us blessing and joy. But then you, in turn, can take that same time every single day, every single week, every single month, especially this next Thursday on Thanksgiving, to just take 5 minutes and one special focused goal of sowing something positive into one of the individuals at your Thanksgiving celebration. And as I state at the end of every single show, I want you to go grow and prosper. This Thanksgiving holiday, tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the world. Not your mortgage, not your job, quite frankly, not even your retirement. If you have a strong financial retirement, at least you can sow more dearly into those loved ones around you. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He would give it to you. Maybe that's teaching. Maybe that's artwork. Maybe that's producing music. For me, it's educating and spending time with you, the radio listener, because you provide me with so much reflective joy that I just wish you have that upon others. So in my final words, I want to tell you, logistically, you have to call me before this inauguration, before we get into Christmas, before we get into the inauguration, because for veterans, interest rates are at historical low 2% levels. Right now, 15-year and 10-year mortgages are at historic 2% levels. I can't even believe I'm saying that. And 30-year mortgages, I just locked in a 30-year mortgage. Now, this couple's putting 25% down. They have an 800 credit score, a 15% debt ratio, and they spent a little extra money. But they're getting 2.99% fixed on a 30-year mortgage. Any 30-year mortgage is between 3 and 3.5%, even if you have a very low credit score. So it's so important that you call me and say, Jay, I need to have a 15-minute conversation about our mortgage. And I want to tell you that I'm here for you. Just call me at 719-330-1457. 330-1457. I want you to have a great week and go to churchillcolorado.com if you want to talk with me in any given way. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Let me go.